British were latecomers into the Atlantic world, which is the first place that the British Empire developed, which meant that by the time they came into the British Atlantic world, into the Americas, the late 16th century, really not until 1607 was the development of Jamestown, the Spanish had already taken up a great deal of the land and territory, and the best land and territory in these areas. Britain entered into these areas for a variety of reasons, the most important of which was to acquire wealth through the exploitation of natives and through the exploitation of native resources. That wasn't entirely successful, but during the 17th century, Britain developed not only places whereby they could extract wealth from the Americas, but also places of settlement, which meant that after the initial period of exploration, discovery, and settlement, by the middle of the 17th century, Britain had an empire which amounted to something in the Americas. The most important parts of that were the British West Indies, where they developed a flourishing plantation system, but also in colonies on the eastern seaboard of the United States, of what later became the United States. In these areas, the primary business was plantations and slavery, but there also were significant numbers of people living in the New England colonies, where their economy was based on trading, on mercantilism. And this was a significantly different area from the rest of the empire, in particular because it had a distinctive religious orientation. One of the other ambitions that the British had in moving to the New World was to establish societies which were different from the old world, and which had a place for them to practice their own religion as they felt like it. One of the things, I guess, which is important to notice about the origins of the British Empire, there are two things that are important to notice about it. The first one is that it was for a long period very much a private enterprise notion. In other words, the state got involved relatively late, and it meant that the colonies and societies in the Americas always had a good deal more power than in, say, Spanish America to develop their own social, political, and economic institutions. The second thing to notice is that there are significant differences over time. By the middle of the 17th century, the British state, the English state, then the British state following after 1707, got increasingly involved in empire and got increasingly involved in using the empire for economic growth. So what we see a different stage from 1660 through roughly to the middle of the 18th century, entering into a third stage then, which properly comes under the course of the title of the American Revolution.